From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. Missouri's Planned Parenthood affiliate sued state officials today over two of the state's abortion restrictions. KCUR's Dan Margulies reports.
The U.S. Supreme Court struck down nearly identical restrictions in Texas back in June. One requires abortion physicians to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. The other requires abortion facilities to meet various physical requirements, such as procedure rooms that are at least 12 by 12 feet.
Those entirely medically unnecessary procedures served only to hinder access to abortion.
That's Laura McQuaid, head of Planned Parenthood Great Plains, one of the plaintiffs. Planned Parenthood's clinic in St. Louis is the only provider of surgical abortions in the state. Planned Parenthood says Missouri's restrictive laws currently prevent it from offering those services at its clinics in Kansas City, Columbia, Joplin, and Springfield. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.
Starting December 4th, volunteer organization Room at the Inn will provide shelter for people experiencing homelessness in Columbia. Church congregations across the city will take turns opening their doors to people without a place to sleep. Steve Hollis, Human Services Manager for the City of Columbia in Boone County, says this will meet the demand for easy access shelter services.
The city has partnered with the faith community over the last 7 or 8 years to make sure that we've got a winter emergency shelter available in the community.
He says that the city is actually seeing a decrease in homelessness. However, there is still a great need for these services year-round. A man widely recognized across Missouri as a champion of justice for all has died. State Supreme Court Judge Richard Tidelman was 69. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
A native of Philadelphia, Judge Tidelman came to St. Louis for law school and never left. He joined the legal services of Eastern Missouri in 1975 and was then its director for 18 years before being named to the State Court of Appeals in 1998. Governor Bob Holden appointed Judge Tidelman to the state Supreme Court in 2002. Dan Glazier worked with the judge at legal services for 17 years. Glazier, who's now the agency's executive director, says he was heartbroken to learn of Tidelman's passing.
He was always speaking for those whose voices were not heard.
Tidelman was both the first legally blind and the first Jewish judge to sit on the state Supreme Court. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The outbreak of mumps continues to spread across the University of Missouri-Columbia campus. So far, 73 cases have been diagnosed, according to MU Student Health. These cases include students in residence halls and students living off campus. Mumps is most commonly spread through coughing, sneezing, and saliva. Students with mumps may be contagious 2 days before the onset of symptoms. Student Health Associate Pam Rowe says students with mumps should steer clear of others.
They need to kind of isolate themselves for 5 days after they see symptoms.
Rowe says MU Student Health will most likely update its website on further outbreaks as it works closely with the Boone County Health Department. Securing funding for the Columbia Regional Airport is a top priority of Columbia's business community, according to an announcement today from the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. KBIA's Carter Woodiel tells us why the chamber and local government think the project is so important.
Finding money for the airport was the first item read on the Chamber of Commerce's first ever local agenda, a list of 7 objectives the organization unveiled at its annual Mayor's Appreciation Breakfast in Columbia Wednesday. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese says funding the airport expansion would create jobs and boost the number of travelers coming into Columbia. Rusty Strodeman, the chair of the Chamber of Commerce's board of directors, agrees.
We, like Mayor Treese, we believe it's a huge economic engine for the central part of Missouri and our business community.
Voters approved a tax hike to help fund the airport expansion in August. Treese says the rest of the funding could come from several different sources, including from the state legislature and through federal grant money. Carter Woodiel, KBIA News.
I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.